With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Government has wrapped up an overhaul of its public safety communication system. Home Affairs Minister the Honorable Tara Rivers says first responders have been issued new radios, the air and maritime assets have greater ranges now, and three new radio transmitter sites were installed in West Bay, Frank Sound, and the west end of Cayman Brac.
With the upgrade to the new P25 radio system, 911 dispatchers now have state-of-the-art consoles, and there is the capability to locate emergency services personnel with GPS and to send SMS messages to radio handheld.
Ms. Rivers says reliable communication is, quote, crucial for effective public safety operations. Government plans to broaden Cayman's regulatory regime for securities and investments via the Securities Investment Business Bill, which became available for public consultation on Tuesday. The bill, if passed, will allow Cayman to introduce a regulatory and supervisory framework for entities that previously were excluded from licensing requirements under the Securities Investment Business Law. The proposed bill aims to bring people, companies, and partnerships that undertake securities investment business into one regulatory scope. The public is invited to email their comments to rolna.dacosta@gov.ky. In regional news, the new Planet Hollywood brand is set to open a new all-inclusive resort in the Caribbean, this time in Cancun. Sunwing Travel Group's Planet Hollywood Beach Resort Cancun is slated to make its debut in late 2019 in the fast-growing Costa Mujeres area on the Caribbean coast of Mexico. Set just north of Cancun's famous hotel zone, the property will feature 16 restaurants along with 9 bars, 4 swimming pools, a lazy river, a kids club, and a mini golf course, among other amenities. The company, like its namesake restaurant brand, will offer a blend of authentic Hollywood memorabilia and entertainment-themed facilities. The new resort is part of an all-growing all-inclusive hub in Costa Mujeres, which has seen the debut of a number of high-profile all-inclusive resorts in the last year, including Palladium's new all-inclusive mega resort complex and the Rue Palace Costa Mujeres. Sunwing is also developing a Planet Hollywood Beach Resort at the former site of the Sonesta Great Bay Resort in St. Martin, tentatively pegged to debut next year. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, who will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with David Austin. North Korea has demanded that the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo be replaced as negotiator in nuclear talks between Pyongyang and Washington. A senior foreign ministry official accused the Secretary of State of talking nonsense. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan has condemned a militant attack in which 14 people were killed. The gunmen stopped about 5 buses on the highway between Karachi and Gwadar in Balochistan. The World Health Organization says there's been a rise in the number of people killed in 2 weeks of clashes in the Libyan capital Tripoli to more than 200. Most of the dead were fighters, but 18 civilians have also died. There are new allegations that prisoners have been tortured at a government-run detention center in the Iraqi city of Mosul. The campaign group Human Rights Watch says in recent months, people have been stripped naked, beaten, and suspended from the ceiling in agonizing positions at the Faisalia facility. The top 2 Democrats in the U.S. Congress have called on the special counsel, Robert Mueller, to testify publicly to restore trust in the handling of his investigation into alleged Russian interference during the 2016 election. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer said that the Attorney General, William Barr, was trying to spin the report's findings to favor President Trump. The President of Indonesia, Joko Widodo, has declared victory in Wednesday's presidential election, citing unofficial results that show him on around 54% of the vote. But his rival, Prabowo Subianto, has alleged widespread cheating and says his own counts show that he was the victor. Facebook has banned a dozen British far-right campaigners and organisations, including the English Defence League and Britain First. BBC News.